This episode is brought to you by IVP. Interest in and awareness of the demand for social justice within Christian communities is growing, but it is not new. In his book, Brown Church, Robert Chow Romero explores the history and theology of what he terms the Brown Church. Romero considers how this 500-year movement has responded uniquely to injustices by appealing to God's redemptive vision for the world. And as a listener of this podcast, you can receive 25% off Brown Church when you use the promo code IVPOD25. That's IVPOD25 at ivpress.com.
This is IVP.
Listening to Get in the Word with Truth Table.
Your word is truth, your word is life.
Presented by InterVarsity City Press.
Your word is truth, your word is life.
A daily audio Bible podcast read by Dr. Christina Edmondson
and Akemini Uwen. Let's get in the Word, and may the Word get in us.
Open our eyes, that we may behold wonderful things in your Word.
Old Testament reading, Isaiah chapter 44, verse 21 through Isaiah 46. Isaiah 44, beginning at verse 21. Remember these things, O Jacob, O Israel, for you are my servant. I formed you to be my servant. O Israel, I will not forget you. I remove the guilt of your rebellious deeds as if they were a cloud, the guilt of your sins as if they were a cloud. Come back to me, for I protect you. Shout for joy, O sky, for the Lord intervenes. Shout out, you subterranean regions of the earth. O mountains, give a joyful shout. You too, O forest, and all your trees. For the Lord protects Jacob. He reveals his splendor through Israel. The Lord empowers Cyrus. This is what the Lord, your protector, says. The one who formed you in the womb. I am the Lord who made everything, who alone stretched out the sky, who fashioned the earth all by myself, who frustrates the omens of the empty talkers and humiliates the omen readers, who overturns the counsel of the wise men and makes their advice seem foolish, who fulfills the oracles of his prophetic servants and brings to pass the announcements of his messengers. Who says about Jerusalem, she will be inhabited, and about the towns of Judah, they will be rebuilt. Her ruins I will raise up. Who says to the deep sea, be dry, I will dry up your sea currents. Who commissions Cyrus, the one I appointed as shepherd, to carry out all my wishes, and to decree concerning Jerusalem, she will be rebuilt, and concerning the temple, it will be reconstructed. Isaiah chapter 45, beginning at verse 1. This is what the Lord says to his chosen one, to Cyrus, whose right hand I hold in order to subdue nations before him and disarm kings, to open doors before him so gates remain unclosed. I will go before you and level mountains, bronze doors I will shatter, and iron bars I will hack through. I will give you hidden treasures, riches stashed away in secret places, so you may recognize that I am the Lord, the one who calls you by name, the God of Israel. For the sake of my servant Jacob, Israel, my chosen one, I call you by name and give you a title of respect even though you do not submit to me. I am the Lord. I have no peer. There is no God but me. I arm you for battle even though you do not recognize me. I do this so people will recognize from east to west that there is no God but me. I am the Lord. I have no peer. I am the one who forms light and creates darkness. The one who brings about peace and creates calamity. I am the Lord who accomplishes all these things. O sky, rain down from above. Let the clouds send down showers of deliverance. Let the earth absorb it, so salvation may grow and deliverance may sprout up along with it. I, the Lord, create it. The Lord gives a warning. One who argues with his creator is in grave danger. One who is like a mere shard among the other shards on the ground. The clay should not say to the potter, "What in the world are you doing? Your work lacks skill." Danger awaits the one who says to his father, "What in the world are you fathering?" And to his mother, "What in the world are you bringing forth?" This is what the Lord says, the Holy One of Israel, the one who formed him, concerning things to come. How dare you question me about my children? How dare you tell me what to do with the work of my own hands? I made the earth. I created the people who live on it. It was me. My hands stretched out the sky. I give orders to all the heavenly lights. It is me. I stir him up and commission him. I will make all his ways level. He will rebuild my city. He will send my exiled people home, but not for a price or a bribe, says the Lord of heaven's armies. The Lord is the nation's only hope. This is what the Lord says. The prophet of Egypt and the revenue of Ethiopia, along with the Sabians, those tall men, will be brought to you and become yours. They will walk behind you, coming along in chains. They will bow down to you and pray to you. Truly, God is with you. He has no peer. There is no other God. Yes, you are a God who keeps hidden. O God of Israel, deliverer. They will all be ashamed and embarrassed. Those who fashion idols will all be humiliated. Israel will be delivered once and for all by the Lord. You will never again be ashamed or humiliated. For this is what the Lord says, the one who created the sky. He is the true God, the one who formed the earth and made it. He established it. He did not create it without order. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord. I have no peer. I have not spoken in secret, in some hidden place. I did not tell Jacob's descendants, "Seek me in vain." I am the Lord, the one who speaks honestly, who makes reliable announcements. Gather together and come. Approach together, you refugees from the nations. Those who carry wooden idols know nothing. Those who pray to a God that cannot deliver. Tell me. Present the evidence. Let them consult with one another. Who predicted this in the past? Who announced it beforehand? Was it not I, the Lord? I have no peer. There is no God but me, a God who vindicates and delivers. There is none but me. Turn to me so you can be delivered, all you who live in the earth's remote regions. For I am God, and I have no peer. I solemnly make this oath. What I say is true and reliable. Surely every knee will bow to me. Every tongue will solemnly affirm. They will say about me, "Yes, the Lord is a powerful deliverer." All who are angry at him will cower before him. All the descendants of Israel will be vindicated by the Lord and will boast in him. Isaiah chapter 46, beginning at verse 1. The Lord carries his people. Bel kneels down. Nebo bends low. Their images weigh down animals and beasts. Your heavy images are burdensome to tired animals. Together they bend low and kneel down. They are unable to rescue the images. They themselves head off into captivity. Listen to me, O family of Jacob, all you who are left from the family of Israel, you who have been carried from birth, you who have been supported from the time you left the womb. Even when you are old, I will take care of you. Even when you have gray hair, I will carry you. I made you, and I will support you. I will carry you and rescue you. To whom can you compare and liken me? Tell me whom you think I resemble, so we can be compared. Those who empty out gold from a purse and weigh out silver on the scale hire a metalsmith who makes it into a god. Then they bow down and worship it. They put it on their shoulder and carry it. They put it in its place, and it just stands there. It does not move from its place. Even when someone cries out to it, it does not reply. It does not deliver him from his distress. Remember this, so you can be brave. Think about it, you rebels. Remember what I accomplished in antiquity. Truly, I am God. I have no peer. I am God, and there is none like me, who announces the end from the beginning and reveals beforehand what has not yet occurred. Who says, "My plan will be realized. I will accomplish what I desire"? Who summons an eagle from the east, from a distant land, one who carries out my plan? Yes, I have decreed. Yes, I will bring it to pass. I have formulated a plan. Yes, I will carry it out. Listen to me, you stubborn people, you who distance yourselves from doing what is right. I am bringing my deliverance near. It is not far away. I am bringing my salvation near. It does not wait. I will save Zion. I will adorn Israel with my splendor. This is the word of God for the people of God. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Let us go boldly to God's throne of grace. Everlasting God, Most High God, the only true and living God. Thank you, O God, for this reminder in these chapters of Isaiah, O God, that remind us that you have no peer, that there is none that can compare to you, that there is no God that can compare to you. That's little g, God, that can compare to you, O God. You are the living God who responds to our cries for help, who satisfies our desires with good things so that our youth is renewed like the eagles, O God. You, whose eye is on the sparrow, you, who knows the number of strands of hair on our head, you, O God, who clothe the grass of the fields, O God, and the flowers of the field, which are here today and gone tomorrow, you are our God, our everlasting, covenant-keeping, and living God. Thank you. Thank you, O God, that you are matchless, that there's none that can compare to you, O God. So would you help us to never lose sight of the fact, O God, that you, O God, are in control. Help us, O Lord God, not in the wait, O God, as we trust in you, O God, to fulfill promises, O God, answer prayers, O God, in the affirmative, O God, and help us, O God, to trust that even when you say no, that your no's are wrapped in love. Would you help us to remember that? Would you help us to trust in your goodness, to trust in your holiness, to trust in your compassion, to trust in your mercy, to trust in your grace, O God? We can always bank on your character, O God, to know, O Lord God, that your plans are good for us, O Lord God, and that they're meant, that the plans for our lives and the purposes of our life, O God, are meant to sanctify us, to change us, to shape us, to make us more like Jesus, and to give you glory, O God. You will not share your glory with another, O God. Would you help us, Lord, when we are tempted, O God, to ask you and question you, what are you doing? Why is this taking so long? God, would you help us? Would you help us to know, O God, that you, O God, have every detail of our life planned out, O God, as we're reminded here in Isaiah, to know that even in the wait, O God, that you are fighting on our behalf. You are working behind the scenes, O God. You are working on so many things, O God, that our minds can't even fathom. We can't even imagine. We have no idea how you will turn things around in our lives. We have no idea how you will open up one door and close a window, O God. We have no idea, O Lord God, the good things that you have in store for the children of God, O God. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard what you have in store for us, O God. So would you help us to trust in you? Would you help us to look to you, O Lord? And I pray, O God, that even our latter days will be better than our former days, O God, that we will look back over our lives and see how your love, O God, has guided us, protected us, strengthened us, and kept us, O Lord. Thank you that you will never, ever forsake the work of your hands. And I thank you that we are your handiwork, that we are your craftsmen. We are signs of your craftsmanship in Christ Jesus, O God. So would you help us to continue to look to you, God? And I thank you that salvation, O God, is here. That salvation, that the day of salvation is here. Thank you, O God, for the scriptures, O God, that foretell of Jesus's arrival, O God, and the onset, O God, advent, O God, of his kingdom, O God. And I thank you, O God, for the sacrifice of Jesus's life, his death, his burial, and his resurrection, O God, and that because we're on the other side here of the cross, O Lord, that salvation is ours by faith through your grace, O God. And I pray, oh God, for anyone under the sound of my voice who is not yet a believer, who is not yet in the family and the household of faith, God, I pray that by the Holy Spirit, you, oh God, would begin to break up fallow ground in their heart, and that you, oh God, remove the scales from their eyes so that they can see the beautiful light of the gospel and be brought in from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light, and no longer enemies, but co-heirs with Christ, oh God, and friends of God. I pray all of this in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Amen.
We pray this time of getting the word with Truth Table has encouraged us all to not only be hearers of God's word, but doers.
Share your reflections on these scriptures with us on Twitter and Instagram using the hashtag #GetInTheWord and hashtag #TruthsTable.
Saints, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Go with God.
Get in the Word with Truth Table is a production of InterVarsity Press. For 75 years, IVP has created and published resources that deepen lives for Christ to engage the university, church, and the world. Visit ivpress.com for more information. Our Bible reading plan is from BibleStudyTogether.com, and the Bible version is the New English Translation, used by permission. Sound engineering is from Podastery Studios, and our executive producer is Helen Lee.